Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with U.S. Senator Heidi Heitkamp, U.S. Senator John Hoeven, and U.S. Congressman Kevin Cramer about the Dakota Pipeline protest happening in the Bakken oil field.
Well, there's really two things. And the first and primary concern of almost everyone, be it the chairman of the Standing Rock Sioux Nation, all the way through the governor, through the congressional delegation, is public safety. I can't be more proud of the sheriff in Morton County, my home county, but he can't do it alone. And so we are pleading with the federal government to provide federal law enforcement assistance. We had a number of good ideas that we suggested. We're hopefully going to get some clarification on what the federal government can do here in the next couple days, but we will continue to push for additional resources. If it's not in manpower, additional resources in terms of financial resources. Second to that has really been kind of a path forward. Where do we see the Corps of Engineers taking their analysis? What is that going to look like? They made a commitment that in a few weeks, and we couldn't nail down kind of what those few weeks look like, that they will in fact be talking about what process they're going to use to move forward. And so we're hopeful that that happens sooner rather than later, because obviously if the core process takes a longer period of time after their evaluation, then we'll have an opportunity to basically say, look, nothing's going to happen on this site, or we'll prepare for what is going to happen on the site. So predictability at this point is absolutely critical to guaranteeing public safety. And so that's our primary concern. The plea today was really, we need help. Maybe some tough challenges ahead, but it's as I said in the call, look, if something goes wrong, it won't be people pointing fingers at the county or the state or the federal government. They'll just say government failed. And so we need to all work together, and we need to bring all the resources that we have to actually getting the job done.
And that was U.S. Senator Heidi Heitkamp. Next, U.S. Senator John Hoeven.
Today we called on the Department of Justice to provide more law enforcement officers to help us with public safety. We also called on the Corps to resolve the issue. Now, the courts decided that the project can proceed safely, so everyone needs to follow the law. And if the administration wants to review the process for more consultation with the tribes, they should do that prospectively, not retroactively. We need to get this resolved and taken care of.
And that was U.S. Senator John Hoeven. Next, U.S. Congressman Kevin Cramer.
Since the administration created this problem, they have an obligation to fix it. It's long past time for restoring order.
To listen to the full-length interview with U.S. Congressman Kevin Cramer, U.S. Senator Heidi Heitkamp, or U.S. Senator John Hoeven, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids in Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
The oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com To learn more and subscribe today, that's theoilman.com.
I'm Andrew Tazarek.
My name's Eric Hatch. I'm the owner and a realtor with Hatch Realty.
And I heard you were involved with Shark Tank. Could you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, so Shark Tank is a show on ABC, and it's venture capitalists who are interested in investing in people. And the one who has the real estate experience is a gal named Barbara Corcoran. And she is out of New York City and took a $1,000 loan, I believe, and turned it into a multi-million dollar real estate company, sold it for $66 million. And so that's something else and really special. And she's decided now to get behind a number of us across the country. So she has said, Eric, I like your business and I want to choose to support it. And so I have an endorsement from Barbara Corcoran, which is really great. And so on top of that, I have a TV commercial with her and lots of media things that I can use to share. But Barbara is this really eclectic woman who is nationally known. I'd probably say she's the number two real estate tycoon in the United States after Donald Trump.
Oh, wow.
So to have an endorsement like that has really brought some nice validity to our business, but I also got to meet a new friend too, and that's always great. She is hilarious, and she is quick-witted, but she is sharp.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so some of the things you do, I've heard that you've been doing them actually since you were young. Could you tell me a little bit about some of the things you did as a youth?
Yeah, I've been, and I never named it as an entrepreneur when I was younger. I was a kid who was always hungry to change my stars. I didn't grow up with a lot of wealth or a lot of opportunity, but I had people who always believed in me. And that was the most important thing that I could have. And so from having somebody who believed in me, I had the opportunity to have Kool-Aid stands and lemonade stands. And I always had this idea. I said, well, if we give away a Twizzler while we sell a glass of lemonade or Kool-Aid, we're probably going to get more people to come. And it's an add-on and it's a bonus. And I kept trying to find angles and ways in which I could grow a better business. Mm-hmm. And so for me, as a young person, it was always about building something different than the standard model. Most kids have a lemonade stand every once in a while. But for me, I was drawn to how can I make this the most profitable, visible lemonade stand out there. And so since then, I went to NDSU in Fargo and got a great education, had a chance to build a couple of nonprofit movements that happened, ways for young people to give back. And then I went and I worked at a church for 8 years doing youth ministry, connecting with kids. And in that, I again got to be an entrepreneur and I built movements and things that helped people give back. And again, it was all because of who believed in me. If you don't have a great support group around you, you're never going to succeed. It may be somebody saying, way to go, Eric, on something like that. But truth be told is when they say, way to go, Eric, I get a chance to say it's because of these people who believed in me and gave me a chance in the first place that we really have succeeded. So the thing I'm most proud of building is something called Homeless and Hungry. It's a movement for young people in the Fargo-Moorhead area. Mm-hmm. And we ask them to camp out in cardboard boxes for 30 hours in October. They don't get a toothbrush, they don't get a pillow, they only get the clothes on their back, no cell phones. I mean, it's to the bare bones. We also do fundraisers with that. They fast and go without food for 30 hours. And then they, when they finish all of it, they hang out with and work alongside people who are actually homeless and people who are hungry on a given day. So this is meant to be a thing to empower young people so that they say, I know what it felt like, even for a day, to be homeless or to be hungry. And we think that that changes from sympathy to empathy. And when that happens, we think there's a miraculous change that'll hopefully happen in the hearts of those people.
I'm Andrew Tazarek.
My name's Eric Hatch. I'm the owner and a realtor with Hatch Realty.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Hey folks, I'm multimedia journalist Jason Spies and the host of Building the Bakken Radio and Coffee and Capitalism. Traveling across the Rocky Mountain region and the upper Midwest has introduced me to many new people, landed me in exciting places, and created lifelong connections. And there's one place I want to tell you about today, and that's the Lodge at Deadwood. They're a three-time recipient of the best hotel, best casino, and best overall restaurant in the Black Hills. So if you're planning a conference, maybe a weekend getaway, a wedding, whatever it might be, I truly invite you to check out the Lodge at Deadwood and find out why they're consistently voted the best hotel, the best casino, casino and the best restaurant. Check them out online today at deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com.